The following program is for adult audiences only.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray!
Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
Is this thing on? Hello? You got me? Hello?
Who the fuck is talking to you, man?
I think you know who the fuck I'm talking to. It's you. Are you ready to do a show?
Well, we're going to find out.
I know a lot has happened since the last time we spoke. You've been to jail and you've been to the hospital. My lawyers, guns, and money, man. Everything.
Hey, and then people are... Then my doctor, he's like, if you're going to do this and you're going to do that, you're going to do this, and you've been doing it for 40 years, you got to do this, you got to do that. Now, Paul and them, they're taking it getting out of hand. They're making me drink a glass of water every time I walk in their house.
Why is that?
I gotta take a-
is that because of your issue with your blood pressure?
No, here's what I learned. If you drink for 40 years and you don't eat, then your blood pressure goes down because you dehydrate over time. So I dehydrated. They called it gravely dehydrated. They put 5 bags of that water. They stick a gentian. Let me tell you something. This is no bullshit. They stick a needle, like when you donate blood, you think it's going through your veins and shit?
Mm-hmm.
They stick a needle in the side of your arm, and it makes you pissed like a motherfucker. I'm like, wait a minute. How is this happening here that you're sticking that needle in the side of my arm and it's going through my... Well, it goes through your organs. How does it do that? Oh, fuck you. You didn't believe how it goes, man. But they did teach me something. They didn't teach me, but they learned me a little bit about it.
So what actually happened? Because you told me that you were at your buddy Paul's house and you just all of a sudden passed out. What do you remember from that day?
That's what he told me. That's what he told me. I just talked to him again a minute ago. That's what he told me. He said, I caught you before you ran into my pellet stove. Yeah.
Well, what do you remember from that day? Do you recall anything?
I remember that one guy saying, you stay right there, mister. His name is Brian, and he just had a liver transplant, and he's on the couch, but he's not in no fighting shape, but I remember him telling me, you stay right there, mister. What's going on here? Yeah.
But do you mean anything out of the ordinary? Did you have maybe a little too much to drink that day? What do you think caused it?
Listen, 40 years. Hey, listen, I tell people, I said on the Joe Scott show when you were there and everything, I figure if you got to have 8 glasses of water and beer is 90% water and I drink 18 beers a day, I'm getting plenty of water. I found out now it don't work like that because there's alcohol in the water and it neutralizes the water in effect. So you're not getting any water. So for 40 years, I've been doing nothing but, like, you might as well just eat a goddamn sandwich and nothing on it. And they told me, I got to the hospital, they told me, said, if you're going to drink like that, you got to drink, every time you drink a 25-ounce Natty Daddy with chasing it with your fucking whiskey and all that bullshit, he said, you need to refill your Natty Daddy can up with water and then drink that. And then go... He said, but you can't just drink water because you'll start another problem if you have too much water. You have to eat once in a while.
Now, how long ago did this happen?
What, yesterday?
Now, you've been out of the hospital for 2 days. When did you go down and have to have the ambulance called?
I've been out of the hospital for 2 days. It's been like 1 day yesterday, I thought it was, but maybe 2 days ago then. Yeah, yeah. But it ain't been no 2 days yet, unless I'm losing track of time that fast.
Today's Monday. This happened like on Friday, because I talked to you on Saturday, and that was the next day.
I'll be goddamn to go right straight to hell. All right, so yep, I wound up being when your blood pressure gets so low, when you get dehydrated, like somebody walking in the desert or something like that. When you get dehydrated, your blood pressure, you're not going down because the sun's beating you down. You're going down because your blood pressure is going down because you're dehydrated.
What was your blood pressure when you went out? When you went out?
70/30.
Oh, my God. You're lucky to be alive.
Hey, and that's at Paul's house. That's at Paul's house. When I got to the fucking hospital, it went down even more, like 65 over fucking 30 again. Yeah.
So have you slowed, it's been 2 days since this happened. Have you slowed down on the drinking, smoking?
Yeah, I drink my mango juice. Paul says it ain't the same. You got to drink water. But I can't drink water, man. Everybody knows when you got to drink water. I understand when you run a marathon. Yeah, drink water. But I got to get flavored water. Vitamin A. If I'm going to drink water, it needs to have something good in it, not just water.
Like what? Like vodka?
No. No. Well, okay, then. No, I don't drink vodka. But that vitamin water or some kind of flavored water or something. But I can't drink straight water, man. You know that, man. You drink a straight bucket. Like you jump in a fucking pool, and all of a sudden you get a cup of water. But I got to tell you now, so I got to be careful now. You know, the showdown is on.
Well, I know you say you're living to 125. You're how old now? 64, 62? How old?
Yeah, I'll be 63 in October.
How are you going to make it another 60 if you got problems already?
Hey, I had bigger shit to deal with than I have now when I was in my 20s and 30s.
Yeah,
so now here I am. I'm over halfway. And I learned a little bit about a little bit of stuff there. So, yeah, no, I'm all right with what I got to do with as far as the next part now.
Yeah. What'd they say about the cigarettes? Because you're a, what, one pack a day smoker? 305s? No filter?
Well, they stuck a patch on my, they stuck a patch on my, I don't give a shit. And I pulled the patch off because they don't do shit. But here's what they told me. If you're going to drink that much, you're going to smoke that much, then you have to drink this much water and you have to eat this much food. And I never thought about all that shit.
Yeah, but eating, that ruins your buzz. That sucks.
I know that, and that's why I never did it. But if it's gonna cause my blood pressure to go down to 70 over 30, then I guess I'll work with them a little bit here and there. You know, I guess I'll eat an apple. I'll eat a couple grapes. I'll fry an egg here and there. He says, you can't just keep drinking whiskey. When he found out I was drinking whiskey and chasing it with Natty Daddies, he said, what's a Natty Daddy? I said, it's an 8% beer, which would be 16 proof, like wine. So I'm drinking whiskey 80 proof, 40 proof, whatever, 80, then chasing it with 16 proof. He says, you can't keep doing that. I said, okay, well, I'll try to figure out a way how I'm going to slow that down right there, but as for now...
But he didn't say nothing about the cigarettes and the weed?
I think we were trying to just get over, you know, he seemed very...
The drinking was enough for him.
Well, he when I said, I want to have a fucking cigarette right now, he's like, oh, you got to have a cigarette? You can't have a patch? No, can't have no patch, no. You got a cigarette? No. Yep. So you're letting people down when you're telling them, I want to drink and smoke right now. And the ones that, I got to watch what I say here. The ones that are looking out for you, they do not want to hear that. I want to have a smoke, and I want to have a shot of whiskey. I want to have a shot of Natty Daddy. I'm going to hit my weed out of my badass bong. And they don't want to hear that. They're like, man, listen, you're going to make it. You're halfway through your life, 63 now. You know, I'm halfway, Ginger. Look, I done made it.
I don't know. I tend to want to take the under on that bet.
Yeah, but Ginger, I already told you about this. No bullshit. You'll be there. I just had gotten this conversation with
Paul. I wouldn't get all amped up, man. You've had enough problems. Let's just keep you calm. I don't know, man. Okay. I'm hoping you make it to 65 at this point.
I'm going to come visit you when you chucked it down in the clay. And I told Paul the same thing a minute ago. I want to say, well, Paul, fuck. It's been another 20 years. There you are. I'm still up here drinking, smoking, fucking bad-mouthing everybody. And he's like laughing and joking. He thinks I'm joking. But I'll tell you the same thing. I'll find out you're an engineer, and I'll be like, I'll walk up there, man, 20 years from now. I'll say, Gentry, what are you doing? Kind of cold down there. We got 6 feet under. What are you doing down there? I'm up here. Yep, never had shit. Lost my boat, lost my car, lost my dog, lost everything. But I'm still here 50 years later, and I'll be chatting with you. I'll probably sit right on your head, you know, on the dirt, in the dirt, right in front of your headstone. I'll just probably sit right there, smoke a cigarette, reach around behind me, mash it out on your headstone, drink beer a little bit, whatever, last little bit, spit in it. I don't want to drink. I'll just dump that right out where I think your fucking mouth is.
Right? You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Running on Empty with Mr. Windy.
But anyways,
now while you were in the hospital, I'm curious, did you get the shakes or, you know, withdrawal symptoms?
No, no. You know what? This is a true story. When you go shrimping, every time you go shrimping, you get over that shit because there is no beer out there. They let you take a little bit here, a little bit there. But when you run out, you're out. Unless a boat pulls up that wants to trade you, a charter boat wants to trade you shrimp or bait and all that. Then they'll give you some, but that could be 2 or 3 days. So I've quit drinking many times. When you go shrimping, 60 days, man, you quit drinking. You pray for
So you were fine. It was no problem, no drinks for, what, 48 hours maybe?
And you know what? That's right. And I've done it every time. Yep, when I was there.
What was harder, no drinking or no smoking?
No smoking, man, is way harder. Because you know why? And this is another true story.
Please.
Smoke weed every day.
When you can drink, like they say, we got V8 juice. Bring me a V8 juice, and I'll pretend it's a Bloody Mary. Bring me anything that you got, and I'll pretend it's something else. But there's not a lot of stuff you can do in the hospital to make you pretend it's a fucking cigarette. You know?
No.
So I tell them, I said, man, you guys don't let people go outside and smoke. Oh, no, fuck no, no, fuck no. Goddamn, you got to go off this property and you hook to that IV and all. Well, hang on, let's find out about this. So, yeah, smoking is bad news. We all know that.
So how have you been feeling since you got out here the last couple of days? You all right?
Gentry, I'm getting ready to go get my regular medicine up here that I was supposed to be taking ever since I was at the plantation.
And you still haven't gotten it?
It's up there at the store, but goddamn, it's a 5 mile walk. You know?
I bet you got beers, don't you?
I got beer. And
I figured you had your beers. No worries, man. What about that medicine that's going to keep you alive? You gotta get your priorities straight, man.
I will get there. There's no question about it. So, let me tell you what's going on here now.
Please.
Court date. The court date comes.
Oh, yeah. So, you went to jail. Tell us about that, going to jail.
Yep, I got a little punk from somebody, not my deal, somebody else's deal. Little punk was trying to get them in trouble, and he told the police, state police, they got some guy over there living in a van. He got a felony warrant. He got all kinds of shit.
Who would do something like that? Why would somebody do that?
Because they got a problem with somebody else, and they're trying to get at them and through at them, and they'll take me down too. And I helped that little dude too. But
you know who it is? It narked.
Yep, they said yep. Oh yeah, they said yep. And the state trooper, Gentry, it gets worse than that.
Do you want to call this rat out right here on the air?
I might. The state trooper that was here, he says your name Charles Shaw. I said yep. He said, you know you have a warrant out of Grand Travis County? I said, yeah, it's Grand Travis County. It's not around here. He said, put your hands behind your back. He said, put your hands behind your back. I said, what are you doing? I'm not even in Grand Travis County. I'm in Antrim County. He said, well, I'm going to drive you to Grand Travis County. Holy fuck. And you know what? I told the judge that. She said, what happened here? She said, how did you get away 4 or 5 years with this? I said, I got away with this time too right here. Except for that cop said, I'm going to transport you. And then he made the arrest report read that I was arrested in Grand Travis. I was in Grand Travis County, and that's where I was arrested. No, I wasn't. He arrested me in Antrim County. and drove me to Grand Travis County, and then had that deputy, this is state police here, down there, a deputy, and had him write the paperwork up saying that I'm not supposed to be in Grand Travis County, but them, they wrote it up like I was, and that's where I got caught. No, I wasn't. I was in Antrim County, and they drove me.
What does it matter what county you're in? What does it matter?
Because they don't have a right to arrest me. The warrant's only for so far.
And so you're saying you're hanging out in your van that you live in over there, freezing your ass off, and some fucking guy's got a hard-on for somebody else, calls the police and says, there's a guy over there living in a van, and he's got a warrant, and they came and picked you up. That's what happened.
Yep.
And what were you doing when they showed up?
I was walking over there to Paul's house because that's where the skirmish was at, and they were in his yard. And they were coming out as I was walking that way. And he said, are you Mr. Shaw? Yeah. You know, you got a warrant, so. Yeah, but it's a local one. It's not around here. Well, yeah, put your hand behind your back. But you know what?
Did you have your shoes on? Did you go to jail with your shoes on?
Oh, I had my boots on. Yeah, I had my boots on. Big boots.
Were you wearing underwear? Because you always want to be wearing drawers when you're going to jail.
Well, I have thermal underwear on because I'm out here in the club, you know.
Gotcha.
So I got better than underwear. I got thermal underwear.
How long did you spend behind bars?
I got there about a little before dark. About 24 hours, a little more.
Yep. Ah, that ain't shit.
I know that, but you know what? This is the second time now that I've been detained for this same thing. But in this case right here, the judge knows. She wants to know, how did this happen? Oh, let me talk. How did this happen? Oh, let me talk. How did this happen? Let me talk. So now I think I have her prepped, but I think she's a magistrate, and when we get to trial, it ain't going to be her.
So is there a chance that when you go to trial, you could be spending some time behind bars?
Why? It's gentry. This is a civil matter. One person against another person. If it was like anything else, you could sue them and Judge Judy, and they win money or they don't win money. How can you put me in spend time behind bars over a civil matter with somebody who spit on me?
What were you charged with?
Assault.
Well, you can go to jail for assault. How many times have you assaulted somebody?
Assault. You know what assault is?
Yeah, when you grab somebody without them wanting you to and punch them in the mouth.
No, that's battery. Assault is if I say, you know what, Gentry, fuck you. I wish you were fucking dead. I
Who
just
the fuck
assaulted
is this
you.
Asshole?
Hey, I just verbally assaulted you.
I don't give
I
a
wish
fuck.
You, I wish you I were fucking fuck. Dead. I just assaulted you. I didn't touch you. When you touch somebody, that's battery. Assault and battery. So, yeah, if I just say, you know what, Gentry, I wish you were fucking dead.
Don't
That's
be
what
rude.
I did to her.
Don't be rude.
Because she spit on me, and she filed assault charges on me. That's what I'm in there for.
And what if she doesn't show up?
That's what's alleged to be what's going to happen, and she's not going to show up. And the case will be dismissed, but all these times I went to jail and all this other bullshit.
Do you have legal counsel?
I have it. They're coming. They are coming because... I may have the right to turn on people for, you know. They told me I should have, when she spit on me, I should have went to the police right then. I didn't, and I should have punched her in the side of her head and knocked her head clean off her shoulders. I didn't. Instead, we got into a fight on Facebook, and she said this, I said that, she said this, I said that. And then she went to the fucking police and said, he's going to kill me. Like O.J. on Nicole. You know O.J. and Nicole?
Yeah, that didn't end well.
She tried to play that was going to be one of them deals right there. And so they're like, okay, we better get him. Well, I bailed, you know, four or five years ago, I bailed. The judge asked me, how come you didn't take care of this 4 or 5 years ago? I said, because I was in Florida when I was there. Fuck. 2019, 2020, when this happened, that's when COVID hit. You couldn't leave Florida. They wouldn't like, they're like, oh, we don't want you fucking ticks and fleas and shit up here. So we're doing the plantation. They expect me to come back up here and settle this shit with this motherfucker for spitting on me.
When's the court date?
Huh?
When is the court date?
Okay, I wish you would help me out on that part right there, Gentry. I heard that lady tell me, the judge, that it's September 13th at 9:30. When you look at the calendar, September 13th at 9:30, that's a Saturday. I called them people at the jail up there, and they said they do have cases on Saturday. But when you try to call the courthouse, you know, it's 89th District Court, and it's got a thing on the upcoming cases.
September 13th is a Friday.
Is it really?
Yeah, you dumbass.
No, man.
You looking at a 2023 calendar, you fucking dumbass?
Listen, all right, okay, so I'll play.
It's Friday the 13th, man. That's creepy.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Judge. This is no bullshit.
Friday the 13th, man. That's a goocher, man. I think you're in fucking trouble. You're going to end up in jail.
You know what? Listen. She's more scared of it than I am. I guarantee you that right there. Because I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio.
What does that mean? What does that mean in the court of law? What do you think you're going to get out of it or something? Or you're going to sting somebody? I mean,
what the fuck does that mean? The person that has picked a fight with you, which would be her, when she figures out it's Friday the 13th, and you're going up against a Scorpio, there could be, you may have no hope, none.
I've gone up against that little scorpion pincher of yours, and it's real easy. You know what Leos do? They fucking eat them for breakfast.
Yeah, right.
Little baby scorpion.
Scorpion. Yeah, well, the scorpion's got to go ahead and sting him 5,000 times in every fucking foot and put him on his back and sting him in his fucking twins and all that shit. It's got to be relentless, you know. It'd take a long time for a scorpion to kill a lion, but...
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Your little slaps don't hurt this king of the jungle, you little punk.
Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
So now, let me tell you something, true story right quickly. My friends over there in Ukraine now, you know, the war is going on. It's very hardcore. And
I heard ISIS went over there and killed some Russians.
I know it. And listen, gentry, it's beautiful, but you know what?
It's beautiful?
There's going to be another world war because the general consensus is that the Russians really do have plans of going through Ukraine and then moving into Poland. Are you shitting me? Holy fuck.
Gotta have them ribs.
So, you know what?
And pussy too.
It's gonna give you something to do. You're 40 something, right?
Yep.
So I'm 60 something, so you'll be going, and I'll probably show you how to fucking load that fucking rifle of you and your little 9mm.
I got an AR now and a Beretta.
Well,
and a 22 and a bow and arrow. Two of them. I'm ready.
Yeah, AR. Yeah, very nice AR. You learn how to run
I got a Wyndham.
Yeah, no, we'll teach you how to run that AR. So anyway, so now listen, we gotta hurry up because you're gonna get in big trouble here. So we learned that you cannot drink beer as a chaser because beer, even though it's 90% water, the alcohol, if it's 8% beer like Natty Daddies are, the alcohol neutralizes the water, and therefore when you piss, you're pissing away the nutrients in your kidneys got nothing. Your lungs got nothing. You're drinking it and pissing it and drinking it and pissing it. And then you're chasing it with fucking whiskey and you ain't fucking eating nothing. They're like, you ain't gonna fucking make it no goddamn 125 to keep this shit up.
Yeah, I told you that about 10, 20 years ago. You can't keep that up.
I know that. And I kept it up. And now I got me a big old, listen, let me hit my whiskey real quick. Hang on. Go ahead and say something.
Now, why would you be drinking whiskey when the doctor just said you got high blood pressure? You shouldn't be smoking the weed. You shouldn't be drinking the whiskey.
Yep. Hang on. Let me hit my.
You ain't going to live past 65 if you keep this up.
Let me hit my natty real quick. Let me tell you about all that shit right there.
How dare you?
When they tell you you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, this won't work, that won't work. People shouldn't fly on an airplane that the motor falls off. People shouldn't rob banks. there's so much shit that you should not do, and people, you hear every day, you hear about so-and-so, no, oh, fuck, what happened to him? Oh, fuck, well, he died, oh, fuck, let me hit my whiskey. You shouldn't do that. Okay, next day. You hear about so-and-so? Oh, fuck. What happened to him? Oh, fuck. He died. Oh, fuck. Let me hit my natty. You shouldn't
do that. I smoked the marijuana.
They did what?
I smoked the marijuana.
I smoked a little bit. You know what? I'll tell you what, there, Hector Cruz, or who you are, I got some myself right here. Now, the gentry, we got it. God damn it. I'm trying to find out what to do with my people out there.
Are you trying to kill yourself? Because it's kind of hard to understand. You want to live to be 125, but you're not following the doctor's orders. I don't think he wants you drinking that whiskey.
Gentry, you are correct. That part is true. But let me tell you something. With or without him, and there's songs with or without you, okay, I am destined to live a very long time. Very long time.
And why do you think that?
Well, my grandmother's still alive, and she's 110, and she ain't got no fucking gray hair, and I ain't got any fucking gray hair. And I asked her one time, I said, how do you get that? What are you putting in your hair? She said, Josh, fall on your knees and pray. I said, for what? She said, I don't put anything in my hair. I said, how can you be 108 years old and not have gray hair? It's hereditary. Okay, well, guess what, Gentry? I got a little gray hair in my mustache, a little bit of that. But on top of my head, ain't no gray hair. Yeah, so. And she's still alive. She's 108. She's Lithuanian. Lithuanian. And then, that's my mother's side. On the other side, my dad's side, my grandma's Irma Rieger. German. Big time German. So I'm half Lithuanian and half German. Both of them are drinkers. And so she's still alive, and she's drinking. So,
well, would you like to, you know, maybe say something like, "What do you want said at your funeral?" Because I've seen this happen before. Guys think that they're going to be around forever. They get high blood pressure. Yeah. They smoke. They drink, and they check out. So, since we're rolling tape here on this podcast, you know, maybe you could do like a
eulogy.
Little eulogy of your own, if you will.
My own eulogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it rolling?
We're rolling. So go ahead and tell everybody what you want to say as if you're gone. Because the way you're going, I'm concerned.
You're full of shit. And I'll start off somewhere else. So let me start my eulogy. And you shut the fuck up. All right, everybody. Gentry's full of shit. I'm not dead. I'm fucking frozen. And I'll be back. And I'm not going anywhere. This is bullshit. Where's John Gotta? Y'all see me? Bullshit. I'm not in here. I'm not here. I will see you. Sorry, motherfuckers. Way later. I will see you. Sorry, motherfuckers. I will see you.
There's- what about to all the people you said you were going to piss on their grave? Unfortunately, they're taking a dump on yours.
No. That's a good point right there. All y'all, all you people that I said, I will piss on your grave, on your headstone. I'll piss on your grave. I'll mash cigarette butts on your headstone.
You've said that to a lot of people. That's a go-to line from Mr. Windy.
What?
Oh, I'm going to be around long after you're gone. I'll piss on your gravestone, and I'll take my cigarette and put it out on your fucking dirt.
Gentry, you think it's a fucking joke? I'm telling you a true story. I'm telling you a true story. You understand that when you die, you're not going up in the sky and living another life.
Fuck,
you're not going down in the core of the earth and going to hell. It's lights out like a dead battery. When the battery dies, it's lights out. You're fucking done, man. So when you're done and you're gone, if you're coming back, if anybody is ever going to come back, when the fuck is that going to be? When the fuck will anybody ever come back? You're not coming back. Quit the shit. So here's what I'm telling you. You'll be gone, and I'm telling you, I'll find wherever you're at. I don't know who I got to go through. I don't know if Amy, whoever may outlive you. I don't know. Sure. I don't know, but I'm just going to say, where the fuck is Gentry at? He's out there in Indiana, out there outside of fucking whatever town. And this, I'll come find you over there. I'll be like, Gentry, Look, I have a cooler full of beer and whiskey and a joint and all that stuff. I said, Judge, I'm looking at the stars right now, and they look very pretty, but I want to know how you're doing down there. I know it's got to be cold, 6 feet underground. Yep, you're down there. And so I just want, and so you're sitting there saying, well, you fucking didn't do shit, and I run Shaq Fu Radio, and I run the plantation. I goddamn, I lost a bunch of houses back in the 90s. I tried to fuck you out of one of them, about $90,000, you poor son of a bitch. I ain't forgot about that either. And so I just sit there and say, well, you know what? I'll just sit there and wait for everything to go by. And eventually, not eventually, but, you know, sooner or later, I'll be sitting right there saying, Gentry, how do you do? How do you do? I will ask you, how do you do in 10 years? And there's a good chance you won't even answer the fucking phone. You think I'm kidding?
I'm not sure why you're talking about me during your eulogy, so... But if you want to talk about me, that's fine.
I forgot. I thought we were having a conversation. Damn it. Yeah. Yeah, don't put none of that shit on there. Just put on there, fuck you. Put fuck you on my fucking headstone. Yeah, listen, Gentry. Paul's my beneficiary here. You know, I got $100,000 life insurance I've been paying on for more than 10 years.
Why don't you toss me some of that, man, since I've been so good to you?
Are you going to fucking take my ashes out to Edie in Hawaii and throw them up in a volcano?
Yeah, I'll make sure Edie gets them. She'll eat Edie them right up.
No, no, we're not doing that. I already told Paul.
Who's Edie?
Edie is a high school friend of mine. She lives out there in Kauai, Hawaii. She's one of them.
Is she hot?
Well, whatever, but I don't want to be ashes to ashes, dust and dust. Take me and throw me in a fucking volcano. And then you're goddamn sure gone. Yeah. Start over again next time. So, it's a free vacation for somebody. Trucker Paul and his wife Sam can fly to Hawaii and throw my tin cup or whatever the fuck it is into a volcano. But he told me the other day, he said, I'm gonna put some of the ashes in that Jack Daniel's bottle rub. That's, oh, fuck, man. You shitting me?
Didn't he lock you out the other morning because you poured out somebody's piss?
They what?
Didn't you get locked out and couldn't use the bathroom over there?
What we found out was they wanted to sleep in, and whenever I go in early in the morning, the parrot, cockatoo, he screams and yells because he wants me to stop and play, and he wakes everybody up. So it had nothing to do with me, you know.
Okay, so everything's good then, because you were concerned.
Oh, yeah. I think I already told you. Yeah, no, it's all good. The bird yells. Listen, I'm very...
How about the guy with the liver transplant that you poured out his urine? Is he okay?
I know that. And you know what? Today, when I went in there to take a leak, there's a whole other jug there. I didn't touch it. I was like, okay, I don't need no trouble here.
I must say, Paul earned that $100,000. He's got some kind of... what is it? Make-A-Wish Foundation over there taking care of you and a liver.
Well, guy with liver problems.
Did he have a liver transplant? You said.
Yes, liver transplant. Yep, he's doing very well. Doing very well. Yep, sure is. Not Paul, you know. That.
You're not doing so good yourself, but he's doing all right. You're probably gonna you're gonna need a liver soon.
Hey! Stop being so fucking stupid. I'm telling you right now.
I'm trying to get you to take care of yourself. You don't listen.
No, I am going to stand wherever you may be. Let me ask you something. You want to talk about bullshit? What's going to happen to you when you're gone? Are they going to plant you in the ground or are they going to burn you up?
Well, they'll probably burn me up, I'm thinking.
Oh, and then what, throw you out in the air?
Spread me out a little bit on the Gulf of Mexico. Spread me out a little bit in the Smoky Mountains. Put me in the Smoky Mountains a little bit. And I'd like a little off the coast of California, off Pacific Coast Highway, just sprinkle a little
out
there.
Yeah, I can't chase you that far, man. But if I could, man, I would chase you around everywhere that threw some of you out. I'd fucking have to hose you down. Yeah, it's all good.
Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
Okay, so now we got this big time. This is a true story. I know what they're doing, Gentry.
Who's that?
No bullshit. All the people that are following this case between me and this woman, they know I guess I don't know what the laws are as to who can appear at the trial.
This is coming up September the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. And you know what? I gotta make sure, Gentry, I cannot be intoxicated. I cannot.
How the hell are you going to do that?
It's gonna be hard, man, but I'm gonna have to wind up just sitting there saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. This is gonna be a fight right here. Yeah.
I hope you live that long. That's 6 months away.
What are you talking about?
I'm concerned. You're not listening to doctor's orders. You're drinking whiskey. You're smoking cigarettes. You ain't long for the world if you don't take care of yourself. I'm just telling you the truth, man.
Listen, you don't understand. If you are destined to live forever, then you will live forever and live a happy life. Why be a poo-poo and bunch of bullshit? If you are destined to live forever, then go ahead and live your life and live forever and have fun doing it. You watch me, see? I'm not bullshitting you. This ain't nothing to me, man. You think I'm fucking good?
Are you getting choked up? You okay? Sound like you're getting a little choked up.
I'm forgetting that we I forgot about something I want to talk about. I forgot what it was. That bitch. No, I can't say that bitch. I cannot disparage the court case. I got to be careful what I say. I have to be careful what I say. Don't disparage her. Don't disparage anybody. Just sit. I've already been warned. Stop saying shit on Facebook about this trial coming up. What? I didn't say it was goddamn. I'm just telling it like it is. This is what's getting ready to happen. Yeah, well, you don't need to be doing that. Okay, well, says who? Well, fucking people that care about you. Well, fuck. Yeah. So now we sit there and look around here. I got till April 13th is a Friday, so I believe I'm right. April 13th, 9:30 a.m., the showdown. Like the gunfight at the OK Corral. You see people walk in there. Mm-hmm. Here I am. Here she is. There she is. Yeah. We'll walk in there, set up right there, and we'll find out, you know. Let's start this off. How did this happen? Yeah. I'm going to tell you how it happened. And I know the motherfucker's going to sit there and say, she didn't do it. I know she's going to. Man, I have no way to subpoena that fucking Roy Hinojosa or Bob from the motel. I'll have to rely on the judge to recognize by eye contact that she is lying and I am not. Or I've heard that she will not even show up because she knows that she is fucked. She's fucked because she knows she started it. Yep. Thought you're going to pull this bullshit on me. Yeah. So April 13th, it's a Friday, 9:30 in the morning. Yeah. Me and Flea Rat are going to square off in there. And I think we're in front of a woman. That woman already knows some shit about this case, how this came about. So let her stew on that for a little bit. Go look at my Facebook shit. Yeah, it's pretty ugly. It's pretty ugly. I saw some shit Facebook sent me back a memory from that time, 2019. Holy fuck, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. I didn't say that. Holy fuck, no, I didn't. So September 13th, April 13th, 9:30, it's a Friday. I'm sure I'll see everybody there. You know what, that's just going to get it. I'll see everybody there. Oh, the people will be there because this has been a long time coming. This son of a bitch right here. April 13th, 9:30 a.m. I'll be strolling through the swinging doors and watch your mouth. I almost said the wrong thing. Don't use the F word. All right, well, we'll see everybody April 13th. It's a Friday at 9:30 a.m. at the courthouse. We're going to get this took care of. It's going to be exhilarating. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a long time coming. Okay, bye. Sons of bitches.